You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
The Manawanui, the New Zealand Navy ship that sunk on Sunday morning, is being monitored for potential fuel leaks. The ship was carrying 950 tonnes of diesel. Drone footage shows the wreck is already leaking contaminants, with Samoan locals fearing a potential oil or chemical spillage. Communities are worried about the impact of environmental damage on food, surf and tourism. Earlier this week, the government revealed a list of 149 projects that had been selected for fast-tracking under the new fast-track legislation. Among the listed fast-track projects are 43 infrastructure projects, 22 renewable energy projects and 11 mining projects. With the bill, Infrastructure Minister Chris Bishop says it's likely some of the projects will be accepted by next year. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about the Manawanui and projects chosen for fast-tracking. Did the state of the Navy contribute to the sinking of the Manawanui?
Well, clearly there will need to be an investigation, and these are the types of things that will be covered. Were they adequately resourced? Did they have the capability to be doing what they were doing? And were all of the right decisions and calls made? There's lots of questions to be asked. I think it's too early to be overly critical. We just need to wait for the answers to come out.
What could the environmental impact of the sinking be for Samoa?
Oh, huge. This is people's livelihood. They live off these reefs. The seafood and the potential environmental impacts in terms of contamination are a huge risk. And of course, these are not necessarily just short-term impacts. And so the environmental risks are the biggest ones, and that is what we need to turn our mind towards quickly.
Should the New Zealand government be covering the cost of the clean-up?
Well, these are other questions that will need to be asked. We don't have the advice that the government are receiving from officials. There's very little precedent for this, and so these will be questions that will undoubtedly be asked of the government, and there will be expectations that they answer these questions.
How can New Zealand be stopping the ecological disaster impending in Samoa?
Oh, that's very hard to know. I know that there are experts out on the reef assessing what damage has been done by New Zealand and also Samoan officials. And so it's very hard to say at this point what can be done to mitigate the risk. They're monitoring very carefully, and you know, we're hoping that the general public and the Samoan public will get increasing information so that we've got complete transparency of what is happening.
And firstly, are there any projects on the fast track projects list that you do support?
Oh, look, there's some renewable energy projects. Overall, though, it's really concerning that this process has been undertaken. There are projects in here that were declined because of the potential environmental impacts that they would have, and now they've been allowed to go ahead. We're also seeing the approval for an expansion of Paremoremo Prison, and we know that mega prisons in New Zealand is not the answer to reducing crime or the number of victims in this country. So still overwhelmingly concerned with the process and by and large with what we're seeing here.
When the government has made changes to the legislation, have they listened to those who have protested against it?
Not to a satisfactory extent. I mean, they did take the power off the three ministers, which was an excessive use of those powers. However, there's still concerns, and there were thousands of New Zealanders who were out protesting the fast-track legislation. It wasn't just because of the ministerial decision-making powers. It was largely because of the fact that the government are using this as an opportunity to override environmental considerations. And a significant number of New Zealanders, and also us as a political party, do not believe that those environmental considerations should be compromised for the purposes of development and projects. We think that those two things shouldn't be mutually exclusive, whereas the government are ignoring the environmental impacts.
Would you be supportive of the legislation if it wasn't for the anti-environmental projects?
Well, look, it's hard to actually be able to see how this legislation could be going through without that, because of the fact that the government has an intent and purpose and making these projects quicker to be able to undertake and to deliver on is their overriding process. And as part of that, they are completely ignoring environmental impacts. And so it's part and parcel of their thinking, of their ideology, and of the intent of this.
Has there been opposition to other controversial projects on the list, like the mega prison?
Oh, yes. And, you know, with the mega prison, it's interesting because just over this recess, I've been reading a book with Jim Bolger's comments in there about how we know we've failed when that is the focus instead of investing in things like schools and more positive infrastructure, when we're putting money into the expansion of mega prisons rather than putting it into more positive resourcing or spaces. And, you know, that's a former National Prime Minister who's made these comments about mega prisons and the failure of a government or society when this is where the investment is being put. It was in the past. It's not necessarily pertaining to this particular example, but it still stands.
And has the project list being released given Labor a clearer idea of what you would reverse next time you're in government?
Yeah, those are conversations to be had. I think it's important to note that once commercial undertakings have started, it's very difficult to turn back.
And how can infrastructure and housing be built to meet current needs without this kind of fast-paced investment?
Well, keep in mind that the government has stripped Kaiang Order of $1.5 billion. We were building public housing at pace and now beyond what had been budgeted and planned for by us. I think by mid-2025, they're not intending to increase the public housing stock and, in fact, have taken money out of Kaiang Order. We've seen school property developments slow down or be cancelled under this government. And, you know, as a result of all these cancellations of building and infrastructure projects, we've seen about 10,000 people in building and construction lose jobs. Well, that doesn't sound like progress to me. In fact, it sounds like this is a government that's taking us backwards.
That was Carmel Cipollone for our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party on the sunken Manawanui and the projects chosen for the fast-track legislation.
That was our weekly chat with the Labor Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.